And now a film to watch. Sports documentaries have told many an inspirational tale about the hoop dreams of inner-city boys, about the men's wheelchair rugby game known as Murder Ball. But women's sports rarely get the same kind of treatment. Bob Mondello says that's why a new movie called The Heart of the Game seems to be in a league of its own.
Seattle's Roosevelt High School has had a long history of success in sports, but the various Rough Riders who excelled had mostly been boys' teams. So when William Ressler, a tax prof at the University of Washington, agreed to come in as part-time coach for Roosevelt's girls' basketball team, he was not taking on a winning operation, and he knew he had to be realistic.
I can honestly, deeply from my heart, say that I could care less about winning and losing.
Three on a trap. Why three? Think!
However, winning is more fun.
Off the court, Ressler seems like a mild-mannered guy. He is himself the father of three girls, and he has a feel both for what will make his charges hang together as a team and also as to what might distract them, say, over-involved and overprotective parents.
So I just dreamed up this idea that the team is the inner circle. And the purpose of the inner circle is to get the parents out of the team. And then I started thinking about, well, wait a minute, I'm a parent. I shouldn't be on the inner circle either. And to the extent that I can give them life lessons and basketball lessons and move away from them and let them do it themselves, then that inner circle will be even tighter.
To foster this notion, Ressler worked on defense and offense, on stamina, on all the things coaches work on. But he also taped photos of lions and piranhas to his players' lockers and urged his delicate charges to imagine themselves sinking their fangs into their opponents' necks.
My theme this year is pack of wolves.
I've never really had anyone try to motivate me by pretending I'm an animal trying to eat someone else.
We work as a team! We hunt as a team! What do we do?
Something's wrong with you.
Maybe, but something's right with the team. Ward Serrell's documentary follows them for 7 years, and it's not long before this Wolfpack Piranha School or Lion's Den of Rough Riders is making waves in division championships. But there's still something missing, and when a 14-year-old named Darnella Russell transfers in from an inner-city neighborhood, it's clear what that something is.
Just one look at her, she owned that gym. She's got no issues. So I walked over to her and I said, I hear rumors that you know how to play basketball. And she looked up at me and she said, who are you?
Darnella's road to varsity play is anything but smooth. She's African American in a mostly white school. She has a temper, and she ends up having to bridge not just the gender divide that complicates things for the rest of her teammates, but also a social divide. The team encounters challenges on the court, off the court, and even in the courts, all of which ends up giving this documentary's real-life story the shape of real drama. Girls' high school basketball may not sound like the stuff of a box office juggernaut, but it becomes remarkably engaging in the heart of the game. I'm Bob Mondello.